The Burt Show.
There's an old cliche. Dudes, you're dirty. You don't care about the filth around you. You'll shower every 4 days. You'll change your underwear twice a month. You're nasty. Romeo found out this weekend. Women just as nasty.
Super nasty.
Super nasty.
Ugh, oh, disgusting.
We are disgusting.
Yes, I know. So I was upset yesterday when Abby mentioned that guys are gross.
Because you are, but okay.
I hate it every time I hear it. I'm with you.
Girls are gross.
Yes.
Girls are just as nasty, and I discovered that over the weekend.
Man. I 100% agree.
100%.
Yeah, no, so you guys, I went to Coachella, right? And the way it worked was that we had made plans with a friend, and she was making plans with her friends, mm-hmm. right? So we were going with friends of friends. And we get there, and it just turned out it was just 6 girls. That's it.
And you?
And me. And so at the time when we had made plans last year, it was a whole group of people. There was like 2 other guys in there. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking I was going with a group. There was going to be guys. There was going to be girls. There was going to be like a group of people. Mm-hmm. No, we showed up and it was just 6 girls and myself.
Now, many guys your age would go, okay, all right. The numbers are in my favor here. But you were uncomfortable with that. Too much estrogen.
Well, the numbers aren't in his favor because his ex-girlfriend is there. So it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, that's true. That's right.
If he wanted to hook up with somebody, he really couldn't because he's rooming with his ex-girlfriend. She was the ultimate CB.
Yeah. That was a little issue there.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
Tiny one. So we showed up and I'm thinking, all right, cool. 6 girls, fine, whatever. It's no problem. We get there. I'm unloading everything. I open the fridge to put our drinks in there. Mm-hmm. And oh my God. It is glorious. The way it was all nicely put in place, like all the drinks were lined up.
Organized.
Yes, it was organized. Like all the labels were facing you so you know exactly what you were getting.
You do that when you first get there because you're so excited. And you want everything to look a certain way because you're going for a certain aesthetic when you get there and when you're still sober.
And that's what I discovered real quick. So I'm thinking, all right, this is going to be glorious. Girls are going to be all nice and clean. They're going to be nice and neat. No. It was decay. Like, the chaos started the next morning. We wake up and at the crack of dawn, and they're all like the Coachella doesn't even open for another 6 hours. And all I hear is shots, shots, shots. Anybody shots, shots? And I'm like, there's no way they're already taking shots.
And what time is this now again?
It's probably I think it was 9:30.
9:30 in the morning?
Yes.
Nice breakfast.
Wow.
Hey, you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
Yeah, it was 9:30 because I remember looking at the clock. It was 9:37. And
I remember those days.
Yeah, me too.
So far in my past.
But I think by the time that I had woken up, they were already 3 shots in. Because when I looked at the table, it was like a party had happened while I was asleep. Okay. And it was just a mess of cups everywhere. There was makeup everywhere. And then I'm like, okay, maybe it's just the morning. You know, chaos in the morning. Mm-hmm. It's fine. No, if every single morning just got worse and worse, the cups started stacking. And then I was just like, okay, I get the mess. And I felt like I started cleaning up for them, which is started to annoy me because I was like, okay, this is.
So you became their housekeeper.
Yes. And I'm like, this is how I know I would never be comfortable doing a reality show because they are disgusting in those reality shows and I'm living it right now. And I looked into their room one day. I wanted to see what was happening in there. So we walk in, they're getting ready. It was somebody had broken into the room
and ransacked
and just destroyed everything.
Yeah.
And it was just a mess everywhere.
I give women the credit in a scenario like this for the bathroom because women have to bring so much more for a weekend like this than dudes do. So if you've got a couple of women that are sharing one bathroom and they're all bringing all the things that you guys bring, they're all over the place.
Our toolkits.
Yes. It's all over the place. Powders all over the place. Cans all over the place. But the rest of the house?
Yeah, I think, the restroom and their room was completely fine. You guys can make a mess there. That's okay. That's comfortable. But it was the thing that bothered me. Was the share area where there was cups everywhere. And I'm like, how do they get this energy? And then I realized that the reason they had so much energy was because one day I wake up and I see a plate with, let's just say, flour on it. And I'm like, that's where we get the energy.
Wow, lazy. This makes a little more sense now.
Okay. It was just chaotic every single day with these girls. So.
Yeah, I remember the first time walking into a girlfriend's house in college at San Diego State, and she had 6 roommates, and the first time walking in and seeing a group of women living the exact same way that dudes do, man, in a disgusting, disorganized, gritty, grimy fashion. And you just expect that from dudes, but not women. But the pizza boxes, I mean, piled up, the dishes, no different than guys, man.
Nope. Yeah, I learned that girls are nasty.
They're nasty.
I will say there's never a moment where I'm more messy than when I'm getting ready to go out. And so obviously going to Coachella every single day, you got to put on the outfit, then you got to beat your face, and then you got to do something with your flower. And it's all just a lot at once. And I don't know, every time when I come home from a night out, there's always like clothes on the floor. It does look like somebody has broken into my house. Yep.
And then you're like, I'll get to it tomorrow. No problem. And then the next day.
No, you're hungover. You're hungover.
That's why you drink again.
It lingers and lingers and lingers and lingers and lingers.
The Burt Show.